This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. See if I can make this play. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock?
Wow.
Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is the interface between you and your weapon. This is the expertise that has been brought to the whole idea of manufacturing something that is more ergonomically superior to what the rifle comes with. And that is simply the epitome of what Boyd's Gun Stocks is trying to do. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, coming from Recoil Net, Recoil, the magazine that some of you may be familiar with, Citigroup has announced new restrictions regarding firearms via their blog. They have laid out their new arbitrary policy. They say that our new policy centers around current firearm sales best practices that will guide those we do business with as a firm. Listen to that phrase. Current firearm sales best practices that will guide those that we do business with as a firm. So, in other words, they're going to be telling them what to do, and they have set the best practices for them. Under this new policy, we will require new retail sector clients or partners to adhere to these best practices. Number one, they don't sell firearms to someone who hasn't passed a background check. Well, if they're an FFL, it's illegal for them to do that. You don't even have to ask them to. Number two, they restrict the sale of firearms for individuals under 21 years of age. Well, that's not a law yet. That's not a law. So are you asking them to exceed the law? Is that the cost of doing business with Citigroup? Number three, they don't sell bump stocks or high-capacity magazines. Okay, bump stocks, I know exactly what those are. What precisely is a high-capacity magazine? According to YouTube, it's anything over 30 rounds. So, they continue. This policy will apply across the firm, including to small business, commercial, and institutional clients, as well as credit card partners, whether co-brand or private label. It doesn't impact the ability of consumers to use their Citi cards at merchants of their choice. We know our clients also care about these issues, and we have begun to engage with them in the hope that they will adopt these best practices over the coming months. If they opt not to, we will respect their decision and work with them to transition their business away from Citi. We have few relationships with companies that manufacture firearms. For those that do, we will be initiating due diligence conversations on the subject to better understand what products they make, what markets and retailers they sell to, and what sales practices those retailers follow to ensure adherence to the best practices outlined above. The same due diligence screening will apply to potential clients going forward. The big problem with that is they do not sell directly to retailers in most cases. They sell to distributors. So from the manufacturer to the distributor, the retailer is the third layer. So what they're basically saying is that we're going to be looking at these what I think they're saying, okay? I don't know what they're saying. But it sounds like what they're saying is that we're going to be looking at this, and if you make a gun and then somebody doesn't follow our best practices, which that's not the way business works. Everything that's for sale out there has something called an MSRP. And that is the manufacturer's suggested retail price. And that's because they're trying not to have somebody go out there and corner a market. They're trying to make sure they maintain margins. Lots of reasons they're doing it. But, you know, beyond that, there's not a whole lot of, that any of these guys can do once they have sold it to a distributor who then sells it to a retailer. And the distributor, who is simply a go-between, he buys enough, he has enough financial resources to buy in bulk. So he gets an advantage of this deal. If you buy these 10 rifles, you get them with this. If you buy these 20 rifles, you get it with this and this, that kind of thing. So then that makes it an attractive deal for them because they're getting a quantity break. But then they can take that quantity break, and if they say they're getting $20 off, they can then turn around and sell those guns individually for about $10 off. And they're still making 10 bucks on top of it, and the retailer's still getting a very good price. But I'm very curious to see where they got their information regarding firearm sales best practices. It would have to be, I would have to make a very safe bet on this, that it didn't come from anyone who would otherwise support the Second Amendment. And regarding what they consider high capacity also remains to be seen. Though we're betting they mean something more along the lines of New York or California law as opposed to magazines over standard capacity. So, okay. Do you see what's going on here? All of these behemoths, all of these big businesses out there, whether it's virtual, which is YouTube. Listen, YouTube didn't exist to any degree that I'm aware of in the 1990s when I got out of the military. It is a, you know, I'd probably need to look this up, but I mean, this was never a problem. Banks have always been a problem. So now we've got the traditional too big to fail thing, and now we've got the virtual thing happening as well. And that's interesting in a weird sort of way, but at the same time, I don't know. I'm waiting to see what comes out of all of this. Waiting to see. I'm sure it's going to be interesting. Once again, though, I don't know what they're talking about. I don't think they know what they're talking about, which is the big problem with YouTube. They don't know what they want to prohibit. And that's an issue. Now, if Charles is right and they're wanting to transition, and this has been coming for quite some time, the fact that there are a lot of gun people out there, I'm not sure it's specifically targeting gun people, in all honesty, because there have been a lot of the, there used to be this application called Vine. And Vine was an 8-second loop where a lot of these people like King Batch, for example, Amanda Cerny, some of these Viners out there, they were making $10,000 for an 8-second loop. Some of these people had 2 or 3 billion loops viewed so they could command that price, and then Vine went away. So they became YouTube. They're referred to by the YouTubers as the Vine refugees, and they've come into YouTube, and they started out, I mean, they don't really do anything. They primarily sketch comedy for the most part. And they get brand deals for that. Some of the smarter ones do really well with it, but, you know, most of them are just young people that are funny to some degree. And that being said, they began to see that the revenue was starting to go away. And a lot of them have gone on to Instagram, which is very close to what Vine was, although it's a little bit longer. A lot of them only do Instagram now. They don't use YouTube at all. Some of them are using both. Some of them have moved on. They've gotten just straight up traditional deals, which seems to be where they all want to seem to go, is to go from the virtual world back into the real world and then probably come back to the virtual world after they've made it a certain degree. Whatever it is, whatever they mean, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what Citigroup comes up with. We'll see what YouTube comes up with. It's interesting that these two big dogs are deciding to come the same way. I'm looking at some of these other guys, Reddit, a lot of these people. But for everybody that they take away that can't sell guns anymore, there's going to be somebody selling guns. You're not going to regulate that away. There's going to be somebody selling guns. And if you push it too hard, you might wake up in a place you don't really want to go. Fair warning. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look?
now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd's Gun Stocks, what they have done is they have taken the time, Dustin and all of these other guys that work out there, Boyd's, Wilson, who's the chief engineer, they've taken all this time to figure out two things. One, what is the most ergonomic stock for this body type? What is the most ergonomic stock for this body type? Short, torsoed, long, armed, that kind of thing. And they've worked with this, and they've probably used focus groups. I don't know how many people have been their test pilots. Then they've also just perfected the process of making these stocks. There's none of these waiting for you. You order them, and they make it fresh. When you get a stock, I mean, when you get a stock from them, the finish on it is new. The wood is new. It's been sitting as just bare stock out there waiting all this time. So it is fresh. It is made just for you. It is exactly what you want. And it is just phenomenal. It changes the whole complexion of your gun. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez and the rest of the Parkland crowd have been getting a lot of time on TV lately. They've gotten all the attention in the world. Oddly enough, they get this while Kyle Kazuv is usually excluded, and they've gone to great pains to demonize the NRA and those associated with it. They call the NRA child murderers, after all. Recently, these two, they told CBS News that the NRA is basically threatening them. Now, Emma Gonzalez is the girl with the nicely short hair. I like short hair. I don't have any myself. So she says there's always been people who are going to want to harm us without telling, you know, why they would want to harm them. I'm not going to pretend that this, like, opened my eyes to a cruel and harmful world. When it comes right down to it, we already knew that this world was going to be tough. So getting death threats, like, that doesn't really faze us. I think we should start making a drinking game. So every time one of these little mush heads gets on TV and they're going, like, you know, we start drinking. Okay. Asked about the NRA's response to their movement, Hogg responded, and remember, this is what a 17-year-old kid. I think it just goes to prove what exactly they are. I don't think NRA members are bad people at all. I think they're responsible gun owners that want to become politically active and make their voices heard in this democracy. And I think that's an excellent thing. I think the problem comes in when it's people at the top of this organization that don't listen to their constituents and continue to scare people into buying more guns, creating more violence, so they can scare more people and sell more guns. The people at the top of the NRA are no longer working for the people that are in their organization. They're working on behalf of the gun lobby. Who is that? I thought the NRA was the gun lobby. Both Hogg and Gonzalez say the NRA has reached out to them, but not in a positive way. The way that they've been reaching out to us is basically threatening us, Hogg said. You know, gun companies can give money to whoever they want politically, and they do. And maybe NRA gets some, NSSF gets some. A lot of these organizations get some. So what? Gun companies and the people that buy guns, you know, the people that are members of the NRA, they want the same thing. We all want the government to stop trying to take away our Second Amendment rights, and I find it hysterical that an anti-gun activist thinks he knows the hearts and minds of the American gun owner better than actual gun owners. As for threats, I have no doubt that they've gotten them. I get them. I haven't gotten any in a while, but I have gotten them. And whenever I get some, I actively will point that out. And I'll just say, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I mean, if you come up on me, you've told me you're coming, and I will be ready for you. Bring it. But the NRA is basically threatening them. Nah. I don't think so. Right now, the NRA is engaged in a fight for its life as politicians jump on the back of these kids and use their rage to justify a proverbial grab bag of anti-gun proposals that they've wanted for years but haven't been able to get. At the same time, they're being vilified as the evilest organization operating in the United States today. The last thing they're going to do is threaten a couple of loud high school kids. If they have threatened them, I myself would like to have some names and specifics, not any of this basically stuff. I want to know what was said and by whom, and I want actual details. I want to know when, where, and all, how you found this out. After all, this is the day and age when people seem to think using the wrong pronoun is violence. It's not hard to imagine someone, something being twisted to resemble a threat by this crowd. So Hogg's credibility and Gonzalez's credibility doesn't exist. I hate to point this out to you, children, but you're children. You're going to be children for quite some time. And now because of things you're, you know, in a year, you would have been considered an adult, but not no more. Not anymore. No, ma'am. No, sir. You're going to be kids for another 3 years, 4 years after this. So I think that Hogg and Gonzalez and all of these Parkland players will do anything they can to get things their way. And I think the adults around Mr. Hogg have no problem manipulating him so that they can get the things that he says he wants, but they actually want, so they can get it too. Unfortunately, young man, without any specifics, I'm not about to believe you, not for a second. Because I'll tell you what, I'll make this promise to you. If you hear this, I'll make this promise to you. If you can name for me which NRA member, which NRA man at the top has made this threat to you, I'll go after him. I'll go after him here. I'll go after him in the board. I'm going to the NRA meeting in Dallas. If there's such a person out there, I'll go after him. And I got enough friends that if we go after him, he'll be gotten. So, you know, and I make that pledge to you, young David Hogg, because it didn't happen to you. You haven't been threatened by anybody in the NRA. The NRA, rightfully so, they may be a little nervous, and, you know, there's some things they're doing still that I don't like. But at the same time, a bunch of kids are not the issue. They're not creating the issue. So, in the chat room, Young Hogg is the definition of a useful idiot. Amen. There's no truer words been said before. We're going to take a moment and just slide in the back a little bit and go pay some bills. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Boyd's, what? Boyd's is, you know, gun stocks today are not like they used to be. It used to be you could get a fine gun stock with all this nice checkering that was hand done and all of these other, you know, hand installed, the polishing, everything else. Now you're very likely to get a polymer or a fiberglass or a plastic stock. They're lighter weight, right? And they're cheaper. Some of you, though, buy a weapon and it's, you know, it may be a hunting rifle and you may shoot this 50 times in your lifetime, but it is something that you go out and spend a lot of time with. The hunters don't typically shoot a box of ammo per season. So the gun becomes a part of what you're out there doing. It becomes a part of your season. And this is where Boyd's comes in. You can take that less than standard or, you know, less than special stock and replace it very, very economically with something made out of wood. In any shape that you pick, they have, I don't know, they have 2,500 models or 2,500 different guns, 250 manufacturers, who knows how many models they have for all of these. And it's, you know, I'm a big fan of the At One stock. I have another one coming, a Thumbhole stock for the Scout rifle, and I'm going to try them both. You can try them too at BoydsGunStocks.com. Since Parkland, Florida, there's a lot of people calling for more government, which this happens every time. They want to look into gun violence. Currently, the CDC is restricted by Congress from using tax money to promote gun control, although not from conducting research into gun-related violence. Some legislators want to remove that funding restriction, although the last time they had went that way, when Obama did it as an executive order, didn't come out too good for them. Separate from the federal government, the state of California has created a gun violence research center, and the state of New Jersey is considering establishing a similar program. Similarly, university professors like David Hemingway of the Harvard Injury Control Research Center have called for more federal funding of gun violence research. Many gun rights advocates are wary of this kind of research, fearing it would be used to fuel a partisan political agenda. Dr. Timothy Wheeler of Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership has noted that the CDC has a track record of anti-gun bias. The 1990s, one CDC official even stated that his goal was to create a public perception of gun ownership as something dirty, deadly, and banned. Regardless of whether gun violence research is being conducted by the federal government, states, universities, or private organizations, there are three key principles all public health researchers and firearm policy analysts should remember. The first principle is that firearms save lives as well as take lives. If you imagine that a gun in civilian hands is used solely as a murder weapon, it makes sense to ban or strictly regulate them. But, you know, with 17 million concealed carry permits out there, and probably a like number of people carrying in states where they don't have to have a permit, that does not seem to be the problem. The overwhelming majority of time, these guns are never drawn in anger. Now, innocent citizens, CDC found this out in 2013. 3 million times a year, innocent civilians can and do use their weapons in self-defense. So any discussion of firearms policy must acknowledge the lives saved by the legal use of guns as well as the lives lost by criminal use. Now, that number of defensive gun uses is controversial. but according to the CDC, and conducted by the National Academies Institute of Medicine and National Research, they reported that defensive use by guns by crime victims is a common occurrence. Almost all national survey estimates indicate that defensive gun uses by victims are at least as common as offensive uses by criminals, with estimates from 500,000 to nearly 3 million in the context of about 300,000 violent crimes involving firearms in 2008. Another study estimates that there's 1,029,615 DGUs per year for self-protection or for the protection of property at home, work, or elsewhere, excluding military service, police work, or work as a security guard. That's all within the range of the National Academy's paper, yielding an estimate of 162,000 cases per year when someone almost certainly would have been killed if they had not used a gun for protection. In comparison, there were 11,208 homicide deaths by firearm in the U.S. in 2012, including self-defense deaths, by the way. There were a total of 33,636 deaths due to injury by firearms, of which 21,175 were suicides. A second key principle in judging gun violence research is that the value of firearms in the hands of law-abiding citizens should be measured in terms of lives saved or crimes prevented, not criminals killed. An example of the latter type of analysis, one recent Washington Post story reported, for every criminal killed in self-defense, 34 innocent people die. 2012, there were 8,855 criminal gun homicides in the FBI's homicide database, but only 258 gun killings by private citizens that were deemed justifiable, which the FBI defines as the killing of a felon during the commission of a felony by a private citizen. So that works out to one justifiable gun death for every 34 unjustifiable gun deaths. Excuse me. But that can be misleading. An armed civilian does not have to kill the criminal in order to save an innocent life. As the National Research Council notes, effective defensive gun use need not ever lead the perpetrator to be wounded or killed. Rather, to assess the benefit of self-defense, one needs to measure crime and injury averted. And the particular outcome of an offender is of little relevance. We don't judge whether the police are doing a good job by the numbers of criminals they kill each year, but how well they stop a crime. Same could be true in judging the effectiveness of the civilian DGU. We don't know that exact number, but we have a pretty good idea. The third principle that should be looked at hard is that the right to self-defense does not depend on statistics or numbers. Doherty makes an important point about the ultimate relevance in such research studies, saying however large the number of DGUs or how small, or however large the number of accidents or tragedies caused by guns or how small, the right and ability to choose for yourself how to defend yourself and your family at home or away from it remains, and that numerical debate should have no particular bearing on it. For those who wonder whether AR-15 style rifles have a legitimate self-defense use, well, yes, they do. They've been used to stop home invasions. They've been used to stop knife attacks. They've been used for lots of things. So we have an inalienable right to self-defense that right makes me what I am, because they would take that from you. We would consider it irresponsible for a public health researcher to study only the negative effects of, like, caffeine consumption without also considering the positive effect. That's the scientific way. You have to find both. You don't get to get out there and let your personal feelings be what's in charge of you. You don't. That's not the way that works. Not the way it's going to work. Unfortunate, I know. Doesn't fit in with the narrative. I get that. I understand that. That's fine. But it is still a fact. No matter how many kids you get to come out there and say, well, I don't like the way this is going. Tough. Tough, son. Tough people. You're only going to get what we give you, and we don't have anything to give you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is the ergonomic edge. This is the interface between you and the gun. This is why you get it, to perfect that. And the best way to do it, most economic way to do it, is to go to BoydsGunStocks.com. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse. I haven't had a child in school for 8 years. So I have forgotten how that feels. It surely has to be every parent's nightmare to think that while your kids are in school, that someone might injure them. The strength that comes from that reaction is why brave and honorable men would deliberately put their bodies in the way of rounds during the Parkland, Florida murders. That's why female staff died protecting their kids at Sandy Hook. Those students meant more than life itself to these brave people and law enforcement officers. They're right there as well. Unfortunately, our strong feelings sometimes allow us to be manipulated by the news media. And the truth is bad enough, but when we're lied to and told that the mass murder is an epidemic, where are we going to go with that one? So let's try to separate the truth from the lies. The good news is that there is not an epidemic of mass murder. Epidemics mean that it's in the air, right, Dr. John? It's in the air. And school shootings, thankfully, are a very rare occurrence. Even though mass murder is rare, that doesn't mean you don't take prudent action to protect our students. students are considerably safer now than they were in 1990. And we still got a way to go. That doesn't stop some news sources from twisting statistics to sell their advertising and their agenda. They claim that mass murders at school are common. And to make this claim, they had to classify a solo suicide in an abandoned school as a school shooting. Purchased advocacy research made the inflated claim that there were 46 mass murders this year. They wanted us to think that our neighbors have become insane murderers and that only the cops should have guns, who are, by the way, systemically racist and brutal and killing everybody. Beautiful logic. I love it. Now, in contrast, those same inflated statistics make me think that we should be arming the teachers that want to volunteer for it. Not just the teachers, custodians, coaches, administrative staff, cafeteria workers, anybody that wants to do it. These are our adults. They're the same kind of adults that you walk around every day. Are they less qualified to carry a gun than a cashier? Are they less qualified to carry a gun than a masseuse? Are they less qualified to carry a gun than a truck driver? I say no. They are not less qualified than anybody to carry a gun. Now, the gun prohibitionists would tell you that we should leave the safety, our safety, to the police and that the school resource officers will protect our children. And some, like the guy in Maryland, did exactly what he was supposed to do well. He did it really well. But that doesn't happen every time. In Parkland, Florida, we watched a few of them standing outside, walk away from a school, wait for the shooting to stop, inside to stop. That isn't against the law. As bad as that sounds, the police have not got a duty to protect us or our children. They're not forced to protect one student or a thousand of them. Not now. Never have been. It is someone, if someone said that the police have to protect us to you and you believed them, you're gullible and they lied to you. The gun prohibitionists say that teachers are too emotionally unstable and untrained to protect our children. If they're really that crazy, then we should empty the classroom and send the kids home for their own protection. If they, I think the author exaggerated his claims when he put that description of teachers, because that doesn't come close to any of the teachers I know. The teachers I know would be a very fierce, formidable opponent to get involved in a gunfight with. Under any circumstance. So, if mass murder is as common as the alarmists claim, then teachers appear to be a rock of sanity in comparison. And I'm willing to cling to that rock because, you know what? They still show up and go to school. They still show up and go to work. If you're looking for a perfect solution, don't waste your time. There have been accidents where adults negligently discharge a firearm in the classroom. Most of those NDs involve law enforcement officers. And so far, we've not seen an authorized and trained member of a school staff have an ND in a school. I hope it never happens, but statistics say it will happen eventually. And that doesn't mean we throw out the baby with the bathwater when that happens. CNN and the HuffPost say that the teachers don't want to carry guns in schools. I'm sure a lot of them feel that way. I'm sure a lot of them say school is no place for guns. Is it, but it's become a place, as you say, is it a place of murder? Is it an epidemic? Is it an epidemic in the air? I mean, which is it? It can't be both. Recent Gallup poll showed that teachers would volunteer to carry a firearm in a school at a rate that is considerably higher than the average concealed carry rate across the U.S. There's other evidence that some teachers want to go armed. There are major training programs across the U.S., and those training classes for teachers are consistently overbooked. And school districts never have a problem finding qualified volunteers to protect students. And that tells me that these people, these teachers, love their kids. And we have the right people teaching in our schools for the most part. I predict that these trained teachers will use their first aid training far more often than they would their firearm. Don't expect to read about that in the evening news because that headline wouldn't sell soap. But we're not trying to sell soap. We're trying to exist in a human world full of imperfection and do the one thing that we can do to harden a soft target. So don't confuse the media headline with truth. We're told that civilians who own scary black rifles really own military weapons of war. And that's clickbait. That's not true. The United States Army doesn't use the 60-year-old AR-15 to equip their soldiers. They never did. And no other country ever has. As an ordinary civilian, you can't buy a new military automatic rifle. And our soldiers don't want what I can buy from a gun store. And if someone told you otherwise about that, well, and you believed them, well, you're gullible, and they lied. We have accomplished a lot in a period of time to protect our students, and we have a ways further to go. You know, when you go to meetings where school administrators and LEOs discuss school safety, they look at their safety plans and change them week to week because they have to. Because now they have to do something in the military we refer to as an after-action review. And I'm waiting to see the copycat murders because that will happen too. Thanks, media. So if we really want to stop mass murder, then the news media would refuse to show the face or speak the name of the murderer and would refuse to glorify what they've done. I don't expect that to happen anytime soon either. But I can hope. The one thing to remember, though, is, well, it's a few things, actually. Teachers will defend them. There would be nobody better to defend them. And for the most part, we got the right people teaching. And that's a good thing. That's a great thing. So it is bleak, but it's not all bad. And that's the good news. And the better news is we'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.